This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Saturday will mark the one-year anniversary of a mass shooting at a factory in West Suburban Aurora. The shooter should not have had the firearm he used to kill five people and wound five police officers. His gun license had been revoked years before. Police knew who he was and where he lived, but no one ever followed up to make sure he had given up his firearms. It happens thousands of times every year in Illinois. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman keeps a scrap of lined yellow paper displayed behind her desk at police headquarters. It's about a quarter of a page. It sits propped up in front of a desk lamp. No frame. The edges are worn. On it are five names written in pen.
Every morning I walk in and I turn that light on and I look at that piece of paper with the five victims' names on it.
Zeman seems like the kind of leader you'd want during a crisis. Matter of fact, focused on results and process, dedicated to learning and improving. She says it's easy in law enforcement to get caught up in statistics, and she keeps this piece of paper nearby to remind her of the people behind every data point.
That piece of paper was handed to me right before I walked on for the second press conference.
That press conference, it was the morning after the shooting at Henry Pratt Company. Zeman took the slip of paper out with her when she stepped in front of microphones to update reporters.
Good morning, everyone. Before I begin with an update, I want to
As she gave reporters the latest information, she talked about the victims. She read the names of the five men killed by the shooter there.
Clayton Parks of Elgin, Illinois.
Zeman briefed reporters multiple times following the shooting, and it didn't take long before the issue of the gun used in the shooting came up. The shooter shouldn't have had it. His Illinois gun license had been revoked because of a violent felony conviction. He was supposed to give up any firearms he had, but he didn't. And no one had checked on him for 5 years.
And we're looking into why that did not happen. That's part of our investigation.
The shooter in Aurora had slipped through a huge, gaping hole in the center of Illinois gun policy. For years, the state had failed to do any real meaningful follow-up when a person was deemed too dangerous to own a gun. People would have their permits revoked, but just get to keep their weapons. After the tragedy in Aurora, state police, state lawmakers, advocates, the governor, all promised to finally take action.
We need to make sure that we're addressing that. My entire team is focused on it and has been all weekend, and we're going to work with legislators, some of whom are here today.
Thank you, everyone.
So, lawmakers introduced a bill.
Members, moving to page 9 of the calendar, we have Senate Bill 1966 offered by Representative...
The legislation created a state police task force to go after the guns of people whose permits had been revoked and provided funding for the extra enforcement. Illinois State Representative Barbara Hernandez spoke in favor of the bill on the House floor last May.
On February 15, I was 5 minutes away from the shooting. I could hear the first responders speeding through I-88. I feared for my friends. I do not want to see this happen anywhere else.
Lawmakers wanted to fund the extra enforcement by increasing the cost of an Illinois gun permit from $1 per year to $4 per year. And that ticked off gun rights supporters like Richard Pearson with the Illinois Rifle Association. Pearson agreed the state needed to do a better job of going after firearms when licenses were revoked, but he didn't agree that the bill should be paid by people who simply want to own a gun.
It's a constitutional right. Whether the other side likes it or not, it is. You cannot charge for a constitutional right.
The bill passed the House but died in the Senate, never called for a vote. So there would be no new resources to follow up on revoked gun licenses. But Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly wanted his agency to do what they could anyway.
Keeping the guns out of the hands of those who are barred from having them, it's a public safety issue. It's at the heart of what the Illinois State Police do.
The state police, who are in charge of gun permits, started sharing a lot more information with local law enforcement about people whose permits had been revoked. And Kelly says they increased their own enforcement efforts as well, conducting more than 200 enforcement actions since May.
Those additional enforcement details began after what happened in Aurora in response to a clear need and to a clear threat to public safety.
Added together, the efforts meant a big increase last year in the number of revoked permit holders who were forced to turn over their guns or show they'd transfer them to a legal gun owner. But even with the increase, more than two-thirds of people whose permits were revoked in 2019 still haven't accounted for their guns. Add that to all the people who were revoked in years past, and it's potentially tens of thousands of illegal weapons in the hands of people deemed too dangerous to have them. Kelly says lawmakers have to devote more funding to enforcement.
We still have a long way to go. We need to make sure that firearms are not in the hands of people who should not have them. That is the key thing.
And what do you say, you know, I mean, my back of the envelope math is based on how many FOID cards there are.
$4 a year for the 2.2 million FOID card holders, you know, it's about $8 or $9 million a year. That if this is really a priority, you should be able to find that in your budget. What do you say to that?
We have had to use existing resources and take away from other law enforcement priorities. Now, law enforcement has to make those difficult decisions every day. People in government have to make those difficult decisions every day about what to prioritize. But without additional resources for state and local enforcement to remove illegally possessed firearms, the chances still remain too high that another tragedy will occur.
Last year, the state of Illinois revoked the gun licenses of more than 10,000 people. 7,000 of them have not shown law enforcement that they've turned over their weapons, and no one is chasing them down. Chief Zeman in Aurora is frustrated by the lack of real progress a year after the tragedy in her town.
Tell the five families who had to, you know, go through Christmas this year for the first time without their loved one. Tell those families that, you know, that no, this is, there's nothing, we've done absolutely nothing. We've learned tactical lessons, but as far as preventative and how to get illegal weapons out of the hands of those who are going to harm others, I don't know that we've made a lot of progress. And quite frankly, it terrifies me.
For Zeman, the pragmatist, it's like Illinois studied the mass shooting in Aurora and took away clear lessons about what went wrong and what could have prevented it. But for some reason, we're just not willing to do what it takes to fix the problem. Lawmakers, despite the failure last year, are promising to once again try and get the Aurora gun bill passed this legislative session. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.